Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We're glad to be back.
We are in the building, in the flesh.
Mini vacay.
In the flesh.
We are here. Thank you guys. Thank
Number
you,
one David. Father and Son Podcast.
On a planet.
On in the universe.
In the universe.
Stop saying planet. Planet
in,
is so
in the multiverse. You're right.
Small.
You're right. You're right.
We're taking on all comers.
You're right. You're right.
Pause.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes.
I know y'all missed us. Y'all saw us last Thursday. It feels like an eternity ago.
It does feel like an eternity.
It does. Well, y'all heard us last Thursday. That used to be our original schedule, though, if you remember.
It was.
It was just every Thursday.
Bronx Sedgwick in the building. That's what I'm talking about.
But
We
are here with you guys.
Roll call.
Oh, okay. I saw Bronx in the building. I see Columbia in the building. Birmingham in the building. Brooklyn, of course. Shouts out to y'all.
I'm a shout out Cedric Oginga. That's where I'm from. That goes without saying.
Shouts out to y'all. North Carolina in the building. Harrisburg, PA in the building.
Naptown in the building.
Chicago in the building.
Chi-Town in the building.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Mount Vernon, Ohio in the building.
ATL in the building. Oklahoma
City. Shout out my
City.
Man, Kush, from Ohio. We ain't heard from Kush in a while.
Okay.
I hope him and his fine and his beautiful moms and all.
Okay.
Remember, she was the historical teacher out there
oh,
for
that's
years.
Right, that's right.
Shout them out.
That's right.
Lauderdale's in the building. Alabama.
Toronto. Oh, man, I feel bad for y'all, man.
Yeah, it's going down.
Arizona in the building. But thank you guys for joining, man. And Diane Woods, thank you.
Appreciate you. New Orleans.
So somebody just asked us, how was the trip date? We did that on Saturday.
That was actually great.
Yeah, we went to see Godfrey. He is hilarious.
I was telling you
And we
guys,
saw somebody from the Urban X Nation.
Who want to shout you out. I could tell they didn't want to come over and
yeah,
interrupt what
we
was
get,
doing.
We didn't get his name.
You could have came over
yeah.
and gave us a dap, but I understand. You know, you saw us chill. You saw me there bussing down. No, we wasn't doing all that. No, but we was chilling, having a real good time.
That was real cool.
And we appreciated the acknowledgement from one of the people who rocked with us at Urban X. And so that was great.
Yeah, great show. He is he snuck into my top five.
I was trying to tell you, bro, this dude,
Godfrey is different.
He's
bro.
Different with it. He's real different. He's conscious.
Different, yeah.
So he'll drop some science in there. We laughed, we ate, we enjoyed, we had a good time. His opening act was hilarious.
Yeah, what was his name?
Hakeem. He had a gay opening act, and this dude was hilarious.
Like, he wasn't like running away from the elephant
in
the room.
No, he was dealing with the elephant in the room. And it would be all the jokes that we would take. It was just hilarious.
Yeah, he was funny, dude.
He was comfortable in his gayness, if there's such a thing. And we appreciated it. I bought a t-shirt from him. We had a real great time. Took a photo. His opening host was great.
What was his name? Artie?
I forget
his name. But he was funny, too.
Yeah, so the whole show was funny.
Yeah, it was a great show. Great night.
It really was a great night. And it was the first time I was out with my adult sons and their wives, and that was great. Yeah. That really was.
So, what else is going on?
Any other announcements?
Oh, so guys. Okay, so it is show 290. Okay, we are officially on our 10 show countdown to show 300.
And after show 300, this shit is over with.
Now. You've heard him say it before. You heard him say it like, you know, I'm done after show 300. I'm done. So now we're not completely leaving, but we're leaving YouTube.
Yes.
Public YouTube, okay? So, meaning after show 300, you can only watch the live show if you are a member.
Absolutely.
That is it. No more YouTube, because we are tired of YouTube just kind of stifling our message. They mess with us. They've always messed with us. And we've tried to keep this thing going. We've tried new things. We tried to tweak some things, but YouTube is really just not it. So the show will go private from now on, after show 300.
Yes.
The people who don't want to join the membership, you'll get some clips on YouTube. You'll get some clips from the segments on YouTube for free,
mm-hmm.
But the entire live experience, the live chat and things like that, that is strictly for members. And shouts out to y'all.
And we've held out as long as we possibly humanly could with this.
Yeah.
Because every time we do anything, YouTube is on our ass now. And then we can't even get advertisers because of the nature of what we really do here. So YouTube has their restrictions. And advertisers have their restrictions, which are different than YouTube restrictions. So we got to walk a straight line. The new show is going to be raw, uncut, uncensored. You want Black Dot raw, uncut, uncensored, you're going to get that from now on after show 300. And
we'll be taking phone calls on a regular show.
Right. So we're going to add that feature. We'll be taking phone calls. The show will be raw.
Yeah.
It'll be more of an intimate set, and we can kind of get off what we need to get off. Now, we've done 300 shows
with
no advertisement.
Yeah.
No real advertisement.
Well, advertisement from the people, but...
Yes, advertisement for the people, but that's so... If you see what we charge for that, that's really like a... You sticking us up.
Yeah.
You know, and things of that nature. We do that as a service to others and to help try to keep the lights on here. All right, so we do 8 shows a month. We do...
After shows.
4 after shows, that's 12 shows. Me and Eli and Freddie do 4 shows a month, that's 16 shows.
Yeah.
Malcolm and Dre do the Real Revenue, that's once a week, that's 20 shows. And then we added the Wednesday piece, which we just started doing, and we was trying to make that a weekly thing. It's like 24 shows with no... real residual, and all of the restrictions coming on, this thing is hit ahead. And we can't continue to do this, stunt our growth, and allow YouTube to dictate everything we do. It's getting bad in these YouTube streets. And YouTubers, they know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Those who do this on a regular basis.
It'll still be twice a week.
Yeah, still be twice a week, live, and it's still $5. So you really, and we take all of that into consideration, considering you got other subscriptions and things of that nature, but we would rather have a paid audience of 2,000 people, if that's what it took, to rebuild this into something that's worth our time, energy, and money. You see what we do here. You see the camera action. You see the switcher boards, computers, lights. We never have taken a shortcut in the type of show that we're giving you and putting on. And we need to kind of be reciprocated for that.
Yeah.
And I can't charge anything less than $5, which is like 17 cents a day or something. We really can't go any lower than that. So if you cannot pay $5 a month to see us, we totally understand. We have put up 300 shows.
Well, we would have.
Yeah. Well, 290s already.
Yeah, and
a lot of goddamn shows.
The audio podcast will still be what it is.
Yes, that's still what it is.
That's still what it is. So shouts out to our audio listeners. But this live experience of what you're getting here, you talking back with us and things like that, that is only be for the members.
So. Right. And like we said, you can call in. We're going to take call in, you know, at the end of the show. Hand me my hourglass piece real quick.
We have an hourglass.
Yeah, we have an hourglass. So we'll lay the rules down for those who are just going to become members. You got 2 minutes to get that off. But it'll be more of an interactive thing. Mm-hmm. We can pull our shoulders out a little bit. We can kind of, you know, really address instead of dancing around as much what it is that we do.
The free clips that go up online, those will be heavily censored. I want y'all to know that.
Yeah. Everything on YouTube
will be heavily... If we say something crazy, that is going to be heavily censored.
Yeah,
right. On YouTube. But for the members, y'all get it raw. Y'all get it uncut. So shouts out to y'all. If you're already a member, if you're thinking about it, hopefully this is the little nudge.
To understand what it is we do.
Yeah.
And we understand if $5 is...
And we're going to leave everything that's up on YouTube right now, we're leaving that up.
Right. Everything will stay up, and then you'll just get a clip or two of each show. But we're going live on our pay-per-view channel. How about that? It's a pay-per-view channel now so that we can survive and continue to do... So just keep in mind, we do 25 shows. 20 to 25 shows a month, and every now and then, and again, this is not a knock, one show last week, we was killing it, and only $5 came through the Super Chat. Yeah. It was $5, and YouTube took two of that.
Yeah.
So we made $3 on the show. We can't operate like that. I think you understand where we're coming from, and then they be sending us all these restrictions. We can't do regular commercials the way people do because, you know.
You know how many times we've gotten emails like, oh, this one is not monetized anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah. So
it's crazy. So
it's going to be $5 for the entire month. And keep in mind, we promised you some other shows like Real Mentality. Once we concentrate all of our energy there for our paid customers, we're going to give you everything we promised to give you. And more. Black Dot gets to take their chains off a little bit and really get in and go in a little bit more. I'm still going to be the funny Black Dot I am and entertaining because I enjoy doing that. But certain things need to be said that I always dance around because I just can't say them. Mm-hmm. Now I'll be able to say them and let the chips fall where they may. So the show is going to go up a notch.
Yeah.
Right, and then we'll be doing some side interviews, you know.
Somebody asks, will this not affect your ratings? Possibly.
No, the ratings are shot.
Yeah, possibly. But
ratings
is
gonna be shot. It ain't move. If you've been following us, we ain't pick up no subscribers in like a year anyway.
So
they bottlenecking our subscribers. So we've given up on that aspect of it because there's no way we shouldn't have a plaque on our wall that at minimum says 100,000 people have, you know. When we got 10 million views, but only 55,000 people, and it don't move. So we know this is a game. We know, you know, that they're doing this for whatever reason. But when you're in somebody else's backyard, you know, trying to get your hustle on, they can tell you when to leave, when not to leave. Shit, it's like an Airbnb. We got cameras on you. We don't like what you're doing in the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Get your shit and get out, or you can't. So we want to create a little bit more freedom for what we do, and we're asking you to come along with us, and it will be well worth your $5.
Yeah, only 17 cents a day. Think about it.
You can feed a kid for 17 cents a day.
That's it.
Yes. So we wanted to get that out the way. So these last 10
shows.
Somebody
said, can you pay for the year early? Yes, you can.
Yes, we got the 50. You saved $10.
Yeah, $50 for a year, for the entire year.
$50 for the whole year. And it is what it is. And what it says is that you support us because we need the support. I don't know how else to tell you. We've turned this into a livelihood. Mm. It's not like Malcolm has a day job and, And because at one point, that's what it was. He was coming from work, and we can kind of, this has become the all chips in. And the membership is important to us. Remember, we don't run the t-shirt aspect of this no more. We still support it. And we still, like, for instance, we you know, we got our joints on.
Father's Day shirts.
But I gifted that to my nephew and his dad because they are more passionate about the t-shirt business because we just couldn't do it all.
And shouts out to the members right now. We have a community section just for them. And they be posting crazy stuff in
yes,
there.
Yes,
like,
yes.
News, documentaries that we like crazy documentaries we talk about on here. We see them in our membership.
Absolutely.
A lot of people post them in there. So it's a lot of cool stuff in there. A lot of his like classic lectures and stuff.
Yes.
Those are in there. And we're going to be also using some of those proceeds to be able to get in lecturers as well.
Absolutely.
That's something like we've talked about. We've always wanted to do, but we just really couldn't.
Yeah, we also just wanted to have, ask you guys, who did you want to teach a class here once a month?
Yeah.
But we have to pay them.
Yeah.
Right? So if we get enough people in the membership, we can say, all right, well, somebody's going to teach a health class and somebody's going to teach a class on geometry. We want to be able to provide those services. We just can't do it for free anymore.
Yeah, so thank you guys for being on this journey with us. So we got 10 show countdown.
Yes.
10 show countdown to show 290, after show 300. Lights is out.
Lights is out. We're going to just flip the switch over to the paid membership. And you can join at any time. You'll be in New York the first time next week for 4 days.
Hit us up.
Hit us up, man. It's crazy.
No.
If you would have came in this week, that would have been real ill. But for reasons I just can't explain because Malcolm just told me not to. But okay, hit us up, man.
All right.
Hit us up, bro.
Thank you, Orlando. And Isaiah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, so let's start the show.
Let's get it popping.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So big news out of the sports world, LeBron is a billionaire. He hit a billion.
LeBron put a billion on the board.
3 times 9-0, man.
He put a billion on the board.
Billy on the board. He's the first active player to have his net worth reach $1 billion. So, and this comes after last year, he actually made $121 million last year. And apparently, I didn't know Kobe hit $1 billion after he passed away. Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
I'm actually surprised.
You know, people buying more merchandise.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Souvenirs and things of that nature, memorabilia. So that I'm not surprised about.
Yeah.
LeBron being the first to do it as an active player is amazing.
He made $387 million on the court. So that means the majority of his earnings came from sponsorship deals and branding deals and stuff like that.
No,
he
absolutely.
Movies. He has...
Absolutely.
He has... him and Mavericks Spring Hill Entertainment is worth around $300 million. His stake in Fenway Sports Group is $90 million, and he has a 10% share in Blaze Pizza, which is $30 million. And he got more stuff.
He's down with Liverpool, the soccer team.
Yeah, the soccer team. He got
So
he had that lifetime contract with Nike, and I don't even. And they still are, like, really haven't disclosed what that was completely worth. That lifetime deal.
Yes. Yes.
So
LeBron is going to position himself to buy the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's his dream. Mm. And in order to do that, your chips got to be up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So expect him to maybe put a team together where he's the majority owner.
Yeah.
And he go ahead and buy him a team. But I can't say he didn't earn it. This is one big game that's being played. And if you're playing the game to his magnitude, meaning you end with all the movers, shakers, demons, this, that, your goal is to have something in your pocket that says, I've done some things. So for him to hit a billy, if that was his goal, then, you know.
Yeah, so because they were, of course, they were like, you know, people like talking down on it because they have their feelings towards billionaires or super affluent people But I feel like on paper, I don't know him personally. I think on paper, he's just kind of done it the right way. He was never in any real scandals. I've never heard his name in any mud. He opened a school in his community. He went back to his hometown, got them a championship.
Yeah, I mean, externally, I'm answering Joshua Tellington's question. We're not on Patreon per se. We're on our own network.
So you can watch it on your TV?
No, we're not on our own network. I'll explain it in a bit.
But you can watch it on your computer?
Yeah.
Or your tablet?
We're going to be going through YouTube, but we're not going to post it on. We're not going to post it live. Publicly. We're going to post it private. The same way our after show works. That's how we're going to do it.
Right.
But our membership, where we house our videos, if you still want to watch it on your own, then you can watch it on your own time, and that's not connected to YouTube at all. And our community tab is not connected to YouTube either.
Got you.
Right. We gassing it up.
Oh, okay. We had our own network.
We did, and nobody supported it.
Yeah, okay. So get out of your feelings. They didn't support us. Anyway, back to the LeBron situation. Again, once he's crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's externally. Now, I'm not trying to say he ain't down with Boulay and all that. I'm not saying that at all. You can't even make these levels. We know what that is. But service to others, he's checking out those boxes as he is supposed to. Remember, these people cover up their bad doings with great service. And that's the way they're able to check and balance this whole thing out. Mm-hmm. All of them have done the same thing. We still don't get on the Fords, the Rockefellers. They have all taken the same exact route. They've done their underworld shit, but now they spend their time giving back to balance out their karma or whatever you want to say. So he is obligated and has done that from the beginning with his schools and this and that. So, I mean, what are you going to say when you look at it for what it's worth? And we can peel all back the layers.
Yeah, I mean, you can deal with any like super, super wealthy
super ritzy, wealthy person. If we want to get into Bill Gates and Elon Musk, it's all the same thing. So I'm not going to sit here and not congratulate him for playing the game to a level which has received $1 billion.
I remember, I don't know what year.
That's not my goal in life, but
I don't know what year he was, but he literally said he wants to be the first like billionaire athlete, like active.
Active,
like,
he said that.
He said that, and the fact that he's reached that level is crazy, actually.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy, which means
kid
now.
Kid from Akron, man. Like,
a young kid.
Kid from Akron.
From Akron, who married his high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Check.
Got black babies,
check. Name ain't in no mud, check. Took his boys with him, check. Came back and put a banner up in his community, or his, you know, city, check. Started schools, check.
And is one of the greatest players.
And one of the greatest who ever did it, check. So, I mean, he check all those boxes. I don't know what he's doing behind closed doors, but in the open, he's checking all the boxes that you would ask for from somebody who you respected and held up blackness to its fullest.
Yeah.
And he's a father to his sons, and his sons look like men to me.
Yes.
They're
getting big, actually.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes the Monday morning quarterback or what you would do if you had the money and we got to stop having those conversations because you don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what you would do if you were sitting on an opportunity to make $1 billion. I've seen niggas change for $10. Just change their whole 10 grand. Yeah. These niggas is new and extra.
Yes.
Like, damn, son, that shit was only a check for 10 grand.
Crab legs for everybody.
Right. Crab legs for everybody. We blowing. The waitress came up to me at the comedy joint and said, "What are you having, son?" I said, "Yo, I'm feeling like a big spender tonight. Give me the cheapest champagne you got." And she started laughing, and we were on our way. She sent me two cheap bottles.
They were good, though.
They were good. But I had to make it clear. Yeah. I'm feeling like a big spender, but send me some cheap shit over. Let's get this party started. Yeah. And we was off to the races. So big up LeBron for accomplishing what he wanted to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should have your own dreams.
As an active player, that's still
crazy. He's still in the game like this.
Trying to get another ring.
Like, niggas is D'ing him up. They make $100,000 a year. He like, nigga, I'm worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
Back up off me.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like it. Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So when we initially started the show and we were giving like the roll call, somebody said they was in Toronto. I was like, God damn, like, you know, shout out to y'all. The Prime Minister of Toronto, of Canada, Justin Trudeau, he had a press conference the other day in which he announced the country's ban on handguns. Like, so it'd be illegal to buy, sell, or trade a handgun in the country. And he was super proud of that. The people in the back wearing masks still super proud of that. And I always just kind of go back to Australia, like the way things work, especially when during the lockdown and during the mandates, or you know, when people were like being forced to take the thing. Because that country, those citizens did not have guns, the country was allowed just like
to do with the
do whatever they wanted. And I always believed you can go back and watch our old shows that if Americans did not have guns or did not have access to guns, that we would have been down the same path.
Absolutely.
Right? Canada, Justin Trudeau, it seems like he is running his own experiment to see how far he can push Canadians to that breaking point. You remember the truckers convoy?
Yes.
You remember that stuff?
Yes.
And he was trying to shut down bank accounts. He was trying to shut down. If you even sent people money to support them, he was trying to shut down your bank account.
Absolutely.
So he is running his own experiment on how far he can go and how far his powers will reach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary, right? Anytime I feel like a country tries to take away your right to bear arms, if y'all had it and they try to take it away, it feels like something is coming down to where you're gonna need it, and they don't want you to have it. That's just me. They're using a lot of these, they're using like the school shootings and stuff like that as a springboard to enact a lot of these new laws,
yes.
A lot of these conversations, because of something else just happened in Tulsa today, I think, or yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
So they're using a lot of these situations to go, see, like, Congress needs to do something
but
about the guns
this
in America.
This has been a psyop from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how none of these mentally ill people ever run into the police station.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Or yeah. An army base,
right.
Or somewhere. They always seem to run into a school, a supermarket, a hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you mentally ill, you should not be able to discern where you going.
Mm-hmm.
But they never run into a place filled with guns.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. One of them, they always run into the most vulnerable places. So that's telling you that these people are not crazy. This is a part of a psyop.
Mm.
If you just use common sense. Because, and I'm not suggesting you run into a police station, but what are the odds that no, you know what I'm saying, dude ever just went into the police station and started firing off? Now, we do have instances where people deliberately did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, niggas just get mad. And,
yeah.
But none of the mentally ill or the label that they try to put on these people, your Second Amendment of right to carry and bear arms is always in question in this country.
Yes.
So now they're just turning up the heat, and they're doing it in the most vulnerable sense of these shootings are happening. They always happen, but now it seems to be more rapid.
And
so it's an accelerated program now that something must be done.
Yeah, and there is a lot of emotional real estate tied up to these mass shootings, right?
Absolutely.
Kids,
absolutely.
Church, black people. Like, there's a lot of, like, oh, man, like,
they checking all boxes.
Yeah, right?
Come on, you went into a hospital? A hospital? I don't know all the details, but it was a black guy.
Yeah. But, you know, because it didn't fit any political narrative,
right.
You're not really hearing about it
right.
as much.
Right, right. So, but they're checking all the boxes. A hospital, kids, even the dude with, again, if you were being bullied, you weren't being bullied by fourth graders.
Yeah.
What would possess you to go into a school of fourth graders?
And that story's getting weird.
That math is not math.
And that story's getting weird.
And that story's getting weird about men.
They can't get their story straight on who engaged him or what time. They can't get the timeline right.
So we know that that's an op that went wrong,
yeah.
In my humble opinion. That's a psyop that just went wrong.
Right.
And even the Buffalo situation, all of these cases are, again, Hegelian dialectic. They want to get you so fired up about this and that you just go, please take our guns. California's doing the biggest gun to give back or buy back in the history of the United States. You know what I mean?
And so, because what happens is their countries, they do like mandatory buybacks, meaning like it's a buyback, like, oh, we'll give you money for like half price for what you actually paid for the gun. And that's another thing. But it's suggested, like, give us our money back before we use our guns to get them back. Like, it's just a lot happening.
Yeah, a lot of different political shell game. It's a shell game with all that. So just be careful with that.
Listen.
You see what happened in Shanghai? They finally released those people.
Yeah.
And they act like rabid dogs. Yeah. Like, they opened the gates.
Yeah.
And these people ran back to get their hair done. It was a that's an experiment.
Yeah.
That's an experiment of how you hold people back. See, we were held back, but the George Floyd situation opened the floodgates, I think, prematurely.
And, again, America, right? You know, we have rights that even white people take, like, they won't allow the government to try to infringe upon that. Like, white people love their guns.
And, dude, that's the only reason we're still in the situation we are.
Right, yeah.
So when I tell people, certain white people you need to maybe not physically align with, but you need to be on their frequency because these white patriots who got these two-year-old kids who can dismantle a gun in 6 seconds, these are the ones who are going to be on the front line. Now, they're not fighting for you. They're fighting for them, but you can benefit from that fight because they are not giving up their guns.
Just like any other movement black people have had, a white group has co-opted, you're fighting for your rights, they're fighting for theirs, but they're just using you as the vehicle to do so. So you can do the same thing. I feel every law-abiding black person should bear arms.
Absolutely. That goes without saying. Fuck it, you ain't even got to be a law-abiding citizen.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, for the YouTube overlords.
Okay, yeah, got you.
If you're a law-abiding citizen.
10 shows, y'all.
You should be able
I'm going to bite my tongue for the next 10 shows.
Have your thing on you. Because the Second Amendment, again, it wasn't put in place for overreach of government. That's what it was put in place for.
And you can't tell me this government hasn't already overreached itself. Let's just be honest about it.
Thank you for the super chat. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So we already know, your government is trying to muscle in on every aspect of your life.
So now they're playing the semantics game. They're going assault rifles because now you keep hearing about the AR-15. Like, you keep hearing about that.
Right.
And I don't even think, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even think the AR and AR-15 stands for assault rifle. That's what is being...
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
Like, propaganda. I don't even think that's what it stands for. But you just keep hearing about that specific weapon for when it comes to these gun cases. I don't know why, so pay attention to that. But then Biden said something about 9mm is like a cannon, and you weren't able to have a cannon when, you know, the Second Amendment was drawn up and stuff like that.
I do understand that it took a half an hour to load a gun.
Yeah.
When the Constitution was written. Yeah. True. Boom! You see the niggas coming. Put in the gunpowder, Harry! Drop the gun! You gotta light that switch. See niggas, boom! And you gotta do another one with the muskets and
guns
shit.
Guns didn't even have rifling, so it was just going everywhere.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But now we got automatic weapons and...
Yeah, it doesn't stand for... It doesn't stand for assault rifle. Okay, yeah, but that's what they keep making it seem like.
Right.
So we need to ban assault rifle, and they're talking about banning certain guns that carry a certain amount of bullets, and I don't know where this is going to go. But as long as you have your right, I say use it.
Absolutely.
Use it.
And I'm just going to say, use it. I'm just going to say, use it. Because, listen, I'm going to give it to you straight, son. I mean, on life, bro, when the shit go down, it goes down. Point blank. Yeah. It's time for commercial break.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's time for commercial break.
We got some new heat, new releases, new heat. Drop a bomb. Flex bomb.
So we'll be right back. And we're back.
And we are back in the mix.
In the mix. So as you can see, we have some new advertisers with us.
Yes, time. I'm super duper excited. This will be our last class of advertisers because once we go private, we don't have as big an audience and it would be harder for us to sell guarantee it. And sell it to you that we were going to put you in front of 200,000 people. But as a bonus, we're going to let these advertisers ride out.
Yes.
So it's probably going to be, instead of 8 episodes, probably going to be 10, 11, 10 episodes, the last 10, you get to ride out. And so shout out She Event.
She Event.
Katina Washington, very classy sister, very business oriented. I told you her daughter's being nominated for like
Six and she was one of our first, she was actually one of our first Urban Excellence stories.
She definitely was.
We'll go back.
And I watched her go from renting these, spaces to put on a She Event to bring people together to now she's open. You see how shiny and glossy her spot in the mall is.
Yeah.
And if you're in that area in Indiana, you need to go up and check that. And she's at sheevent.org.
Yes, her information is in the description below.
It's in the description below. If you're in that area, and of course, The Flourish, that's our man Steve Canal.
Yes, yes.
He's been talking about launching this for a while. And it's a hub for black businesses to have a place to collectively come and do our shopping. See, we always talk about we need a spot where I just want to spend my money with people who look like me.
Yep.
And his Flourish, it's a beautiful name because it's going to begin to flourish.
Yes.
And so you need the F with him.
Their slogans, come F with us.
Come F with us is a crazy slogan.
Shouts out to Steve.
And, you know, from pancake mix to this, that, and the more and more people get on, because we need a spot to just go to and go, I feel comfortable here that my dollars are circulating in the proper way. We are going to get on there.
Yes.
And, you know, I do some amazing things.
When we were
supposed
to, we got a lot of stuff just started happening. Yeah. But we got you, Steve. We got you.
Yeah, craftwoman.com. That's our sister.
Yes. She actually advertised with us before.
Yeah. And now she's doing her beads for women.
Waist beads, yes.
I'm not going to lie. Looking at my gut, I think
I'm not going to lie. Pregnant, I thought that was you.
I need some beads.
Yeah, the pregnant
so
woman.
I might break the mold and be the first dude. Hey, so what the fuck is going on, son? Look, these beads remind me to tuck my shit in, son. Because my shit is hanging out a little bit. And she's offering business opportunities.
Yes.
I think that's cool.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Which is always
so fine. You can purchase beads or you can buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
And I see all the women wearing them now. So it is something that you can do as a collective. And she's giving classes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like really, really dope. And last but not least, our sister Leslie.
Leslie, award-winning.
Award-winning voiceover champion, trophy winner, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And she has begun to expound upon her next opportunities that are coming to her. And we love all these new commercials. So we want you to go out and support these businesses. Do we have...
not yet.
Okay, so let's move on.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the other day, Master P announced that his daughter passed away.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading, it's as a result of a drug overdose.
Yes, that's the latest word that has come out, is that it's a drug overdose. So I want to send my condolences out to Master P. She was 29 years old. And, you know, anytime you lose a child.
Apparently, because I didn't know, apparently, like, there was like history of his daughter having drug issues.
Yes, yes.
So a lot of people, when they found out, they was like, well, yeah, she did have, I didn't know anything about his daughter.
Yes,
so.
And also with that, money doesn't help you with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you can't buy your way out of addiction, or you can't buy your way, money only heightens, I tell people this all the time. Money heightens whatever your joy is.
Right.
If you like drinking and now you have money, you're going to be drinking finer wines. You know, if sex is your addiction, you know, that's going to expand, or, you know what I'm saying? So understanding that money is not going to change that. So when you have a child who's fighting these battles and demons, and all you could do is maybe send them to rehab, mm-hmm. or some kind of therapy, like the young lady who used to advertise with us, to really get down to the core of what was causing this addiction. So I've already seen some of the geometry on it, and I'll save that for when after we go private all the time, when I can swing on things and kind of. But so for in the time being, we want to send our deepest condolences out, you know, to Master P and his family.
Yes, because who, man, losing a child, I can't even
fathom.
Your children
are supposed to bury you. That's the way we've always been raised. Did y'all see this dope T-shirt that says Fatherhood and Grill?
That's a nice shirt.
This is a very nice shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
You can get this at shopurbanx.com. Mm-hmm. Father, not a baby daddy. Yeah. That is a bomb shirt.
I can't wait to get my own grill and mess up everybody's meal. Like, ask everybody what they want specifically. Like, how you want your burger? And just cook everybody's burger the same way.
You know what I mean? Like, and thank you. True story.
Saying? Yo, I heard, and I don't know this for sure, but the grillers out there, I heard there's like, you know, a separate, there's like division within that community. Like if you use charcoal or gas grill, like people, charcoal, they don't respect gas grillers.
Yo, dude, this thing is serious business.
I didn't know.
And then you go to them barbecue, they had a barbecue fest. I think it was in Jacob Javits. I should have went. I don't eat barbecue. But some people smoke barbecue a certain way.
Yeah.
And they like to send them gas grillers, or you dudes is microwave grillers. No, we got to have the charcoal. As a matter of fact, one of the beer companies got their own charcoal out now.
Really?
That's a beer-tainted charcoal.
Oh, that sounds wild.
I think it's Michelob.
That sounds wild.
And that is a fact. I saw it on TV. So this charcoal versus our brothers in the South will let you know.
Yeah, see, nah, I don't like that gas coal.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a gas kind of guy. I don't want to be messy with my shit. I want to roll my shit out. It's gonna be fancy because I'm bougie. So my shit is gonna be fancy in two or three levels. My buns is gonna pause. My buns is gonna be getting toasted on the bottom. My veggies is shit, and I just want to do like this. Tick, tick, boom. I don't want to put the charcoal on one side, and you got to light it and poof, poof with the lighter fluid and have it come across and chill and marinate into my burgers. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a city kid all the way through. I don't even eat from Burger King. And they make this shit on the grill. I need my shit fried up. Long story short, that's what that is.
So somebody said NBA Finals have begun. Who do you got? Shouts out to fam Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Shouts out to Jaylen Brown. He just signed to Donda Sports.
Clap that up.
Along with, I think, Aaron Donald as well.
Yes. Well, Jaylen Brown was the first one. Like I said, I know it's his uncle personally, yes. So he kind of put me on a couple of months ago and just said, look out for this. So when he said, you know, Kanye has always been enamored by Jaylen Brown. His business acumen, his intelligence, his activism. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's the only one who showed up at his Boston interview to join the team in a suit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he plays chess, and he's that kind of different kind of dude. And so we want to big up Jaylen Brown for making it happen, man. This is the first step. And Aaron Donald is down. Mm-hmm. So Kanye is pivoting. He's getting ready to make his move.
And you know what's crazy? When Kanye, I think who's the receiver?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. When Antonio Brown said he was teaming up for Donda Sports, I thought it was just industry talk. You know how
industry,
we about to put together an album and it just never happened.
Yeah.
It never even got close to happening, but this is actually happening.
And then you gotta look at all of the things that Kanye has going for him. Sneakers.
Yeah.
Clothing. So music.
Yeah.
So when you align with him, the avenues and Kanye never slacks. I don't care if you like him in his personal life, he don't slack on nothing he do. You know what I mean? So you can expect Donda to compete with Rocks Nation Sports and all these other people trying to do their thing. And yeah.
And I got Celtics in seven.
Yeah, I have the Celtics in seven as well.
All
right. Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So there's this story about a woman in Kansas City who, I think her name was Liana Hale, who was shot five times by police, right? So I'm reading, so when I'm reading the story, I read she was unarmed, and I also read that she was pregnant as well.
Yes.
Right? So some witnesses said that cops shot her, she was unarmed, and things like that. Then I saw other reports that she actually had a gun on her, and I saw some pictures of she had a gun. Some people say it's Photoshop. I don't know what the hell the story is, but it is a big story and it's trending right now.
Yes.
Yes. And I wanted to just tell like both sides on what I'm reading because I haven't seen anything confirmed yet. Even when I go read on the news, it's just saying witnesses said. It's not saying
what and actually happened. So we just want to keep our eye. And again, once you, when you're not emotional coming out the gate and you wait for the information to trickle in, not saying you can't be emotional. That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
But you don't act on that emotion, and then you don't have all the facts about this whole situation. So as the facts begin to unravel and come in, then we'll be able to assess, okay, this is out of pocket. But we haven't had an unarmed black person shot in about a day or two. So it's probably due.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What it is that they're doing and how they keep this thing operating. See, people think the police job in their description is not to protect you. You think the police job is to protect? It's not.
It's to uphold.
It's to uphold the law. And that means protect property.
Yeah.
Right? These are revenue agents to protect property. If you happen to be in a situation and they're responding, that's another reason them officers didn't run into that building.
Somebody said,
quiet is kept.
I'm in Casey. Eric Williams said, I'm in Casey. They got a cell phone video. She was not armed. She had a cell phone. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to take the word of one of our, subscribers and people who rock with us and rock with that and tell you that this is out of pocket. And, you know, now we need to get down for the get down to find out. Well, so what was she in, a stolen car, which is not a reason to shoot her? But what was going on? Please, if you can, alleviate on bits and pieces of this story, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and because this conversation always...
A man left turn ran. Okay, he was stealing the car, I'm assuming.
There's
left
always,
turn ran.
When these kind of things happen, there's always that conversation, well, this armed shooter was able, they were able to take this person alive, and then now you shoot this person. So, like, and I don't know if I want people to just stop expecting fair treatment, but I kind of just want people to stop expecting fair treatment.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like not get over it, because I would never say that, but kind of we should not expect cops to look at us as humans. We should not expect, and we should not expect the law to work out in our favor.
It just is what it is.
Yo.
Because history tells me that they don't.
Listen, all I'm going to say is when these kind of things happen, we never see a speedy trial, because we see the cops and the government and the local government, state government, they take a long time to get their story straight.
Right.
A long time.
And they wait for your emotion and energy to subside.
Yes.
And then, because right now, has anything happened to this officer? Has he been suspended? I need to know all the details, because not that I didn't read up on the story. It was very murky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As if now, you know, they trying to mud the story up. So I need to know from people on the ground there. And that's the beautiful thing about social media. That works to our advantage that didn't used to. We used to have to work for the mainstream news. Now we don't have to. We have people on the ground who have their own cell phones who can say to us, bro, here it is, unedited. I saw it myself. And so that's the part of social media that the big governments hate or big media hates, because now you can't lie to us or can't twist the story. So even though she didn't pass away, she's still alive. We send her well wishes.
Yeah.
And let's get down for the get down and see what happens here, because this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
In funny news, Umar Johnson was trending on Twitter because somebody got a cell phone video of him. Looked like he was talking to a white woman. Looked like he was exchanging numbers with this white woman. And he actually confirmed that it was him, but he said it wasn't, which I think. I'm going to actually read his statement. He said, Yes, I was at Cherry Hill Mall today. My phone crashed last night, and the closest Apple store with an available appointment today was in Jersey. As I was leaving the mall, I stopped at a kiosk to view the incense and crystals. That non-African woman is simply a vendor. A supporter came by for a photo, a black man, which prompted her to ask who I was. I told her I was a popular psychologist and in the black community. I paid for my merchandise and went about my life. If you dusty snow bunny loving beta males don't leave me be, then please visit the mall and ask her personally if we exchange phone numbers.
Listen, that happens.
Yeah.
Bro, people want to take pictures with you. You know how many white people took pictures with Malcolm X?
Yeah, right.
So we don't have to go to that extreme.
I just thought it was funny.
No, it is funny because of who...
It did look like he was just like...
Yeah. You know, so it is funny the way it looks. Remember, Professor Griff got caught in a situation like that where he took a picture with a guy holding up the guy's book, and the guy's book was about being gay. And Griff did not know that. Griff was just in a restaurant. You know, the guy was like, yo, take a picture. You know, you just trying to be nice. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the dude was a...
Gotcha.
You know, gay guy.
Yeah.
So now, Umar was also in the news because him and Shannon Sharpe was going at it.
Oh.
Him and Shannon Sharpe had a Twitter beef going.
Really?
Because he was upset that Bronny...
Right.
Umar Johnson was dating a white woman at the prom.
Okay.
And Shannon Sharpe defended Bronny by saying he could date anybody he want. Clone Omar, he could date anybody he want. We ain't let you nobody tell me who I need to date. Right. I'm Alabama. You know, that's all we do is date white girls. Come on, Skip. So he went there with it.
You don't all date white. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, big boned white girls out there in Alabama, I've always dated anybody I wanted to date. I ain't gonna have nobody tell me, no Dr. Umar, no Dr. Pepper, Dr. Umar, all the goddamn same shit to me. And that's basically what he said. And then somebody said, well, you should have Umar on your show, on his Shay Shay.
Yeah.
He ain't nothing to talk about. I don't have to be apologetic about who I date. These is Lil Bronny. So he went there with it. And
gotcha.
So that was a few minutes of fame for Umar.
Oh, and didn't he say something about LeBron, I guess, being a billionaire too?
I didn't get those statements yet, but.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's been quiet. And he's been quiet, especially for me, because again, he blocked me. So I don't know what the hell he'd be talking about.
Okay.
So we want to do this now or when we come back from commercial?
Yeah, let's do that on the next break.
All right.
Since we're flowing already.
Yes.
Yes. So, so that's what happened with...
I think that's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah. With Shannon Sharpe and your boy.
You said something about DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo is a no-go. That's a no-no now because the owner of DuckDuckGo...
Now, real quick, for people who don't know what that is, DuckDuckGo is an alternative site to Google.
And it wasn't selling your information.
Google sells your information. Google tracks you. Google, you know, does all that stuff. They censored actual news. Like, you won't get... You just get the news that they kind of push to you. So it's kind of hard to sift through what they deem... You know, misinformation and stuff like that.
And DuckDuckGo was an alternative where you wasn't worried about if you were searching, let's say, Chinese midgets, you could do that without, you know, all of the hoopla or feeling embarrassed because now Google is sending you ads for Chinese midgets. And now the CEO announced today that they will be censoring, among other things, information. So how does this make this any different than Google? He held up for as long as he could because he can't with no advertisers.
Yeah.
So you can't survive. Now you know what we mean. With no advertisers, it's only so long you could take that. You know what I mean?
But I think because we actually spoke about him a while ago, a few months ago.
We did.
when they were come when they were talking about Joe Rogan and misinformation and things like that, and he said that he was gonna start, you know, going that way anyway. And it was crazy because I think, I don't know how accurate this was, but I think somebody put out their usership, it kind of just dropped because people only went, people went there for specific reasons. Your audience go to you for specific reasons.
No, absolutely.
Now you just completely flip flop, and Google might even buy them now because that's what
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Yep, yep. So they put the squeeze on them. Next thing you know, you're selling it, and it's just an another web that you think you're escaping. I always tell people this. A lot of times you think you're freeing yourself, and all you're doing is moving into another web that appears to be like it's free, and it's not free at all. Every time you make a paradigm shift in your life, these devils are 2 and 3 paradigms ahead because they know you eventually have to go there. You know what I mean? Mm. You eventually will arrive here, and the only way you can keep a matrix, an artificial, you know what I'm saying, grid in place is to always think about all possibilities of where you could go with this. I'm breaking through. Yeah, you just the first few niggas in here. Get comfortable. We're going to line this thing up for you so that you never break outside of this damn thing. And it's the same with corporate America. Yeah. He came out with his chest poked out. And I remember.
Oh, she was I remember.
You know, so you ain't got to worry about so much. The only way around it now is the black web.
You better see. You know how to get there?
No, I don't.
He be talking like he into web 0.3.
No, and, no, I'm not. You know I could barely use the regular web. But I'm just saying, I keep my ear to the streets.
Yeah.
All right? And the only way in is the dark web. I can buy people. I can buy guns. I can buy a driver's license. Yeah. I can get my Chinese millions just delivered to the house in a small little box. Poke some holes in it so they can breathe. I want them to show up dead. Get my loot gang, you know what I'm saying?
Poke some holes in it.
You know what I'm saying? All on the dark web.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so did I catch? We didn't touch on Eric Holder's trial. So apparently, I didn't hear anything about the trial. But I heard that they're doing jury selection today for Eric Holder. And he's the one that's accused, the one who killed Nipsey.
Yeah.
This, mind you, that happened in 2019. And they're just starting jury selection today.
Yeah. Yeah,
June 2nd, 2022.
They finally got their government story together.
That is nuts.
So now that they have their government story in order.
George Floyd, the next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they move certain things along when they want to.
That is crazy.
You guys.
Odd. Like dude, Aaron this shit is crazy. Just said.
Just come on now. That don't make any sense.
Yeah.
And you know, and I know, that Shitty Pants ain't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so.
All right, so now we'll take a quick commercial break.
Okay, now we'll take a quick commercial break.
And then we'll be back.
And got some more heat for y'all, too.
Yes.
So, you want to know what we do and how we do it? Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes, so we are introducing the Family Business Course. Right? Where we're teaching 4 different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing.
And right? We also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before seen the footage.
Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well, who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free. And we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training and then take that leap. And we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So Hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family. Or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
What makes a great t-shirt? Is it fashion, fit, comfort? Is it what's printed on the front of the shirt? Whether it's a humorous message, political, or a social statement made to bring awareness to a noble cause? At Urban X TV, we believe that all of those things make a great t-shirt and then some. So we wanted to create a t-shirt line that was a little bolder, a little bit more challenging, one that stepped out of the boundaries. So we decided to introduce to you our not so subtle tees. It's one that speaks to the sentiments of what's going on in our environment today. It's one that will spark conversation. So log on to urbanx.nyc to pick up your not so subtle tees today, or shop urbanx.com to pick up the latest in urban apparel. We thank you for your support. Peace.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Exactly. Just as a quick reminder.
Yes. So I've been seeing a lot of videos. This is back to the news. I've been seeing a lot of videos in the news of Ukrainian soldiers leaving the war.
Where the hell are they going?
Well, they just
they're not abandoning the war.
Yeah, they're not fighting anymore. They're saying we were put out to this fight to die. Basically, we have no commander, we have no equipment. And I don't know what the $50 billion that they're getting is going to, but they're not getting the support that they need. So a lot of them are just going AWOL. Mm. I saw some Russian soldiers as well, but more so Ukrainian soldiers.
Gotcha.
And I see a lot more mainstream media being honest about what's happening over there.
Oh, now they want to be honest. See, this is a circus beyond circuses. So let's take a few questions really quick because the game is on.
Oh, we're not doing an after show tonight.
I'm not. You can stay here and do what the hell you want to do.
Guess I'm not doing
goddamn game show. On. Be mad.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll be a member soon, and I'll make it up to you somehow.
Yeah, listen, we got mad stuff coming for the members. I can't wait.
I got a $200 bet going with Eli.
$200?
$200.
He got... Eli
is stacked.
Eli, first of all, I'm talking
about...
He
don't spend allowance.
Talking about his love for the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll sleep all day today, and if they lose, don't knock on his door. Yeah. But if they win, come on in. That's the way Eli wears his joint on his sleeve. Now, the two bettors are twofold. He said the Warriors will not lose a home game. That's $100.
Oh.
Because they're undefeated. They're 9-0 at home this year.
Oh.
Right? Now, Boston is 7-2 on the road.
Oh.
So I took the odds on that.
Okay.
And then he's overall saying that the Warriors are going to win.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying the Celtics are going to win, and they are definitely going to win a goddamn road game. Okay. They're that good. So this is easy money for me. I'm taking it from a cerebral palsy. I don't give a shit. He can have cerebral palsy or not. Don't put your money up. And he's going to tell me he want his money in cash. I'm like, yo, dude, let me just... No.
I like his style.
I need my money in cash, Dad.
I like his style.
He's up there now probably rooting them on. They're up, you know, a little bit. And I'm going to go now antagonize him. I left a note on his door the other morning.
Mm-hmm.
As I was going out to dialysis, yeah. I slipped a note in between his door that said, be afraid. Be very afraid. He read the note and bust out laughing. Then he put a note in my bag. Celtics ain't shit. So this thing is just getting started.
That's hilarious.
And hopefully on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Because that will be game 7.
Yeah.
As we normally do.
Yeah.
We'll watch a game.
That's right.
I'm hoping that's what it is. So we'll see.
So what do you think about the Monique and D.L. Hughley situation?
It's a tangled web we weave. Wherever there's smoke, there's fire. So Monique has to put herself in good grace. And I'm not saying she needs to be agreeable with everybody. But what you don't want to become is a disagreeable spirit. And if everyone is beginning to say, because she didn't even do no jokes, I heard. She spent her whole stand-up going at D.L. Hughley, and then she walked. She burned the stage down, and then she stood around and watched the fire that she made. Had she got her set off, because this is a comedy show.
Yeah.
Had you get your set off.
I thought she weaved it in.
And then at the last end, right, the last 5 or 10 minutes,
yeah,
if she had dropped that bomb and walked up to the stage, she didn't do no jokes. It started to think she didn't have any jokes. And she went up there and she pulled that, you know, women get behind me because the men in it. Then she threw his wife in there and she's sucking her cowards. It just really got off the rails. And for me, if I came out from Detroit and I came out to a show, I want to see a comedy show.
Yeah.
I'm here to laugh. And she just kind of, so I don't know all the other particulars, but if I spent my money on a show,
facts,
give me a show. Don't use this as a platform to tell everybody why they're fucked up and you're not. And so that's what was my issue with that. Now, there'll be people who say she was supposed to close the show. He added, he gave the receipts up. D.L. Hughley showed the receipts. He's closing the show. And her husband did her contract. And she was, you know, he said, I think she should close. And it became a real big issue about closing. And as a result, it was what it was.
Jesus, man. Well, so, go see Godfrey, though. He's hilarious.
No, go see Godfrey when
he's
you get
funny.
A chance.
Yes, he's funny.
Or go to his Showtime special, A Regular Black. It's called Regular Black.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get in tune with what he does.
Nah, he's like nonstop.
Yeah, he's nonstop.
I had a headache.
Yeah, he's nonstop.
So much. Somebody said, did y'all hear about the Baltimore rapper who won a $300,000 settlement from the police department for planting drugs on him in 2012? I did hear about that.
I didn't hear about that. I did not hear about that.
I did. Yeah, that was crazy. Did you hear about all the Bronx rappers that got sucked up in the Rico?
Yeah, in River Park Tower.
That's right there, yeah.
That's right there. That's right down the block from here. So it's a lot going on. They're beginning to clean up the streets.
Well, and in New York specifically, our gun laws are terrible. So if you're rapping about guns and they got you, they corroborate in your lyrics with the crimes and stuff like that.
It's going to be
and
not. Yeah.
They used the Rico. I think the Rico originated in New York. I think it originated in Syracuse, and they brought, and then Rudy Giuliani, he used it for
the
mob.
I know, he definitely used it for
he used it for the mob.
What's his name? Gotti and them boys.
Yeah. No, it wasn't even for Gotti. I think it was before them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then...
Is that the law they brought Al Capone down on?
He got down, he didn't pay his taxes.
Oh, okay.
That's how they got him.
Okay, got you. But somebody else, yeah, see, Al Capone, I thought Al Capone was a Rico.
Oh, they tried, but I know he didn't pay his taxes. I know that's how they finally got him.
Got you on some tax evasion shit.
Rico.
D.L. Hughley ain't funny to me either.
I've never found him funny.
But I like his impromptu more than anything else. You know, he makes the crowd uncomfortable. He's kind of sharp. But neither one of them, they said the show was half full. So it wasn't like a big, like standing room only ticket. Let's just keep it a bean. But I'm still saying just a level of professionalism in anything we do. Don't burn the stage down and then sit around and watch me get on a stage that you burnt down.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to tell jokes in
there. I'm supposed to go, so. Yeah.
Whoa, what a nice day, is it? Yeah. Let's give it up for the ladies. You know, a nigga ain't got jokes when he say that. Ladies looking good tonight. Let's give it up for all the ladies. Fellas in the house, where y'all at? All right, fellas in the building. You know, when I was 12, you know, then they go into their set. And so, you know.
Somebody said DL stole lots of jokes. And
I'm not into the comedian world that much to know. You know, I steal everybody's shit up here. If the shit's out, I'm stealing the shit, you know. But
did you see Jada Pinkett lightly address? I'm so tired of her.
I think she has a mental illness.
You think so?
Yeah, she's when you sadistic, when you have the unlitigated gall to sit up there and give a speech about some shit you did that was twisted and fucked up with a straight face, like ain't nothing happened, something wrong with you. Gotta be.
Yeah. You know? Tulsa killing was two doctors. I'm curious to see the connection between the killer and the doctors.
Sounds gay to me.
Or what the doctors were doing.
Sounds gay.
I'm
lover doctors.
I'm curious. Did you guys hear about, there was doctors transplanting a 3D ear on somebody who was missing an ear.
No.
They used bio cells, printed out an ear, and transplanted it on this person.
I like it.
Right in the New York Times.
If you didn't have an ear, you'd want an ear.
That was a South Park episode.
Yeah. and people would be staring, and you would always have your good side. Now, come on, guys. If my ear was fucked up, I'd always be meeting people like this. You know that little dance where the kids are sliding up to you this way? That's the way I'd be coming up to people like, what's up, Ma?
That's how I know you watch TikTok.
What's up, Ma? Like, what's good? Yeah. Like, how come you don't know? Nah, I'm just saying, this is what it is, baby. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Sound like a pimp, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They call me lefty, baby. You know what I'm saying? The right side, I don't even deal with that. I'm only dealing with the left, baby. Yeah, I do that.
Sound like Cat Williams. Somebody said, what are your thoughts on UGK and A-Ball? I didn't watch that verse. You got to pay for verses now.
Yeah.
It ran its course. I'm not going to lie.
They had their moment. Jadakiss and the Locks shut
that
down. That was the peak.
That was the peak. And it hasn't gone anywhere from there.
Yeah, so that's over. Yeah.
Somebody said, always wear headphones in a hoodie.
Always. Why you always got your ears covered? Come on, baby. Don't ever hit a pimp's ears, baby.
Okay, I like this comment. Mary said, please leave Monique alone. If we knew how to stay on code and stop airing out our people in public, they might take us seriously. She aired him out in public.
Are you saying we airing her out? are you serious?
I love that comment because she aired him out.
Please, Black, tell us, do Black people have a superpower? Of course. But yeah, she aired him out. We're just airing out what she aired out.
We're just commenting on.
So if you're going to say, please leave Monique alone, she started the shit. See, this is what I mean by you just wanted to get behind something and be active for the sisters. I get it. She the one who burned the house down. I'm just reporting about the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. We're not airing out nothing. She aired that shit out.
I thought she told jokes.
Ran through social media like crazy. So no, we're not gonna fall for that one. We're not falling for the banana.
Wait, come on. Somebody said, did y'all hear Sci High the Prince? That freestyle was garbage.
No, I like this freestyle.
Oh, it was trash.
I like this freestyle.
He's better than that.
I like this freestyle.
Yeah, he's nice. He's better than that. It was trash.
Somebody said they used the pork rind for an ear. Well, hey, come on, baby. You know what it is, you know.
The Locks, I think the Locks had the best verses. I think before that, the best verses was Beanie Man and Bounty.
Yeah, those are some dope verses.
That was a good one.
That was some dope verses. I mean, and I don't like
that. I didn't like that verse. And he tried to diss Joe. It was
no, weird. Not that one.
Oh, which one?
He got another one.
I only saw that one.
No, not the one where he dissed Joe.
All right, that's the only one I saw.
He went off.
Okay, because he's nice.
Somebody said viewers gonna have to put their $5 foot long at Wendy's grab bags side so they can. Yeah, that's it. Just one little foot long so you can join the membership. That's it.
17 cents a day. I did the math.
It is a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
if you want to rock with us or enjoy these 10 shows. And I'm gonna say this, and I don't think I'm out of place by saying this. If, like, in a month you don't accumulate $5, you don't need to be watching our podcast anyway. You need to be out getting a job.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Because they're going to say, well,
if you're going to say, now say you don't want to pay the $5, I respect that. Nah, I enjoy it enough. I see what y'all do. I'm good. Nah, no problem with that. But if you're going to say you don't have $5.
Okay.
Then yeah. I'm saying, great. You don't need to be watching our podcast. Like, that time could be spent out. Because if I didn't have $5, you know where I'm at. Hello, welcome to Happy Burger. This is Black Dot.
Welcome to Hoochie Burger.
May I take your order, please? Would you like to supersize that, sir? For 15 cents, you can get an apple pie, sir. Drive up to the window.
So, Nazim said, thank you guys for the free business information. Yo, I enjoy doing that.
And we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, I really enjoy doing that because people have been hitting me on the side. I said they're getting a lot of
We're going to continue to do that. I don't know if it'll still be on. Yeah, we'll probably put that up on YouTube.
Yeah, but we'll take a different angle.
Because we enjoy service to others. Yeah. Just keep it a bean, but we just can't work for free forever. Yeah. Like, geesh, living off the land. Whew. Please don't Zoe Williams us. No, it's $5. We tried the $15. It didn't work.
Yeah, and then we put it back. Announcement. If you paid the $15 and you're still getting charged $15, email me at info@urbanx.org.
Yeah, so we can take care. That's a snafu.
Yeah, so we can fix that.
Yeah, that's a snafu.
We had a couple of people hit us up.
That has nothing to do with us.
I had to fix that, but it's $5.
Yeah. And with that being said.
With that being said, guys.
We love you.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Somebody said Warriors in four, damn it. Okay.
Y'all are crazy.
I'll be paying Eli.
Celtics in seven. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend.
I could tell Eli what my mother always told me.
To get this membership. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. This has been an amazing ride. 10 show countdown.
Let's get it going.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.